Now, the second part of our food segment today, I want to introduce you to a brand new cookbook called Dinner at Matlochas, which is on shelves now. It's just hit the shelves in South Africa, published by Penguin Random House, and it's selling in stores at around about 300 rand a copy. The author is Lizziwe Matlocha, who is a chef and food writer, a cookery teacher, a recipe developer. If it has to do with food, she is an expert at it. And this book is all about the joy of bringing friends and family together around one's own dining table and cooking for them with love. It's a great pleasure to welcome Lizziwe Matlocha to the show today, joining me on the line. Thanks so much for chatting to us.
Hi, Purple. I'm super excited.
I am too. Lizziwe, I mean, your own food background, I believe you only really started cooking in your teen years. Tell us a little bit about who got you into the kitchen and got you inspired to get involved with food in the first place.
You know, I absolutely don't know how did I become a foodie at that age. I grew up in a very poor household. But I know that Sundays, our family would gather around whatever that was there to be divulged. We will sit as a family and have this big meal. So that was it for me. Sundays were very exciting for me. I guess I love food. So that on its own is what inspired me, because every Sunday I want to do better. I want to create a beautiful meal, something different from last week, you know, just to impress my family. The compliments and the joy and the laughter that the food came with is what inspired me from those Sundays.
And of course, the nod to those Sundays is there in this book with your Seven Colors Sunday Lunch, which lives up to the name in all its bright glory. And there's a whole series of recipes on how to recreate that. It looks absolutely mouthwatering. Lizziwe, though, I know you were raised in rural Potchefstroom, initially had your heart set on a media studies career, but somewhere along the line, the love of food won over and you went and studied at Capsicum Culinary Studios. Tell us about how your career progressed from there. I believe you've been all about hosting cooking classes in your home from very early on in your career.
Yes, Pepper, it's been an exciting career roller coaster for me at the same time. Yes, growing up, like everyone, you would know at your grade six, as young as you are, that you want to be, most people want to be celebrities, they want to be famous and all those things. That was my goal as well. I wanted to study media. I wanted to be in showbiz. I don't know doing what, but I knew that I have to do something to do with media. So I went on to work and study media and graduated and went and worked in branding and advertising. I was very good at what I do and I was not bored, but I was just not fulfilled, because every time when I was cooking, that is where I would find my peace and my joy. And I find that I love it. I'm just fulfilled when I'm there. Mm. And there's a lot of things that didn't go well in life. And I'll question, I'm very spiritual, so I'll question God about it a lot of times. And the answer was right there, because you just have to tap on your gifts and everything changed. So eventually I decided, you know what? I think as you grow older, you become wiser and smarter. And I realized I just want to be happy. I just want to do something that makes me happy. That's when I decided that I am going to study culinary and I am going to make the best out of it. But I didn't have to work that hard, because this is a calling, it's a gift. And I just did what I love and everything just fell in place. I became now part of media that I dreamed of. I write recipes for magazines as beautiful as True Love, as Drum Magazine. And yes, that's part of the media. The dream was not so far-fetched. But at the moment, I get to do what I love, to cook.
I mean, how wonderful. As they say, find a job that you love and you'll never work another day in your life. Lizziwe,
absolutely.
I mean, the concept of this book is about inviting friends and family and loved ones into your own home to cook for them. And that is something you've done in your career as well. You established Dinner at Matlochas as a concept back in 2015, where people could come to your home and cook together or dine together and have a special occasion while you dined for them. And the book has really grown out of that concept. Now, particularly, it's a real mix. There are some recipes in this book that are sort of standards that even a beginner cook can start with, like some basic soups and some of the breads that you prepare, some of the glazed apricot chicken, for example. You look at that and you sort of go, you know, that's something even a student cook could start with. And then there are others that are really show-off dishes, I guess, that you would keep for the dinner party, like the stuffed pork fillets and the prawn curry. Tell us a little bit about the sort of the ethos behind the book. What are you hoping that readers will take away from this book?
Okay, I just want to build confidence back in the kitchen, but I want it to be fun, and I don't want it to be so daunting. So I didn't even use a culinary language on the book. I was very careful with that. I went for recipes that are easy with ingredients that are pantry stable, that are affordable, and that even the measurements that will cater for family, not two or diners. I wanted something that will cater for a bigger number, at least 4 to 6 people, family style meals. So I went with that, but most recipes, even if it's a Porsche recipe, I simplified it. I tried by all means to simplify it and not use so complex and complicated ingredients on the recipes. So that was my target, that I want to make the kitchen fun and enjoyable and not daunting and not spend time in the kitchen trying to serve your family good meals.
We're talking to Liziwe Matlocha, who is the author of the new cookbook called Dinner at Matlocha's. A large part of this book includes heritage recipes, Liziwe, the likes of the Roadrunner chicken, the little donuts, the dumplings, even mopane worms get a look in. Why was it so important to you that should be included?
Absolutely, it has to be in the book. It's a long time coming that as an African, as South African, we should celebrate our food because it's just as important as other cuisines of the world. It's just as delicious and tasty and with a standard. And that is the food that we love to eat. My book is not pretentious at all. I celebrate who we are in South Africa, the palates of South Africa, the food that we go to and feel, what's the word now? That you feel fulfilled and full, and you find joy in food, basically. Yeah.
Well, I have to tell you, quite coincidentally, a couple of days ago, my son, who's a teenager, turned to me and said, "Mom, do you remember how to make that porridge that his nanny used to make for him in childhood?" And I said, "I'm sorry, I have no idea." And then I opened up your book and there sits the recipe on page 4 for me to start with. So thank you very much in advance for that gift that I'll be able to give him.
My pleasure.
What about you? You've got children yourself. I'm always intrigued to hear whether the chefs cook for themselves at home. Do you still find joy in cooking for your own family, even though it's your job to do it for everybody else during the day?
Very much. My kids love food. I'm actually at the school park. I'm picking up my kids. It's joy in my kitchen. I don't cook without my kids. It feels a little bit empty. We have fun cooking. They enjoy food. And like you see how I went about the book, it's because of we want to spend time together. We don't want to waste time being in the kitchen for hours and hours. So we try and create dishes that are very simple and fun for the kids too. So yeah, we enjoy, we cook together. We love eating and cooking together.
Fantastic. Look, I mean, there's so many recipes to mention in this book. I can't wait to start to try your little individual apple tarts, which look like absolutely
it's
just
so
beautiful, very stylish version of, a homely dessert. The hot and crispy wings I also can't wait to try. And your oxtail stew looks absolutely mouthwatering.
Thank you so much.
What would you say is your favorite recipe in this book, if it's possible to name one?
Ooh. Okay, I'm going to try. I love everything that made it to the book for my first book. Those are the recipes that I wanted to be in the book because they're very special to me. But everyone knows that I love Asian flavors.
Yep.
So I made sure that I add a chapter for Thai food there because I like the sweet, the sour, the spicy food. That is me. That is me on a regular day.
And look, just the picture of your pork dumplings is enough to make you pick up and buy this book. So absolutely, The Asian Inspired Dish is a chapter I think that's going to appeal to a huge number of people, with the likes of sticky sesame chicken and lovely vegetable spring rolls and all the different Asian sauces. Lots of fun to experiment with. Lizeba, what's next for you? This is, you say, your first cookbook. That sounds to me like there might be another one to come in future. What are your plans from here on?
Absolutely, Peppa. This book was basic and very interesting. And yes, we have books to follow because we wanted to start here. We wanted people to understand who we are, where we come from, and then take it a little bit step further. We are trying to get ourselves on the TV screens. Mm-hmm. We are working very hard on that, with all hard work and determination that will happen. So be on the lookout for that. And yes, we are everywhere working with food brands, developing recipes and testing them for the brands. That basically our daily lives. And then our classes, of course, will return because I was so busy. The schedule got really hectic. The classes will be back in end of June. We'll be back doing our cooking classes as well.
Where are you actually based, Lizira?
I am in Boksburg. Okay. Our studio is in Boksburg Dawn Park, where we give cooking classes.
Okay, so if any of our listeners find themselves spending any time up in Joburg area and are looking for something to explore and expand their own knowledge, we'll remind them that you're there. For now, though, they can pick up your book right here in Cape Town. It's called Dinner at Matlocha's. Lizeba Matlocha, great to have you with us on the show today.
Thank you so much. It was a pleasure.
For me too, and our very best wishes. I have no doubt we're going to see you on a TV screen near us one of these days to come. For now, though, please look for the book in all good bookstores. It's retailing at around about 300 Rand a copy, published by Penguin Random House.